It's time for the Las Vegas Sports Line, brought to you by the Golden Nugget, home of the Friday Football Showdown, with sports director Tony Miller.
And here we go. Henderson Hyundai brings you the Friday edition of the Las Vegas Sports Line. We'll tell you more about Henderson Hyundai a little later in the show. Good stuff happening at that outstanding dealership. Matt Humans is here. Clay Baker's at the controls. Marco D'Angelo's in the house today. I'm Dave Koken. We will have Tony Miller from the Golden Nugget coming up in a little bit. And one of the best football modelers out there. Modeler is not models. That would be Paul Compton, Sports Cruncher. He'll join us in the second half of the show. Maybe give you some pointers on how to put together your own models and talk about some of the games that are on the early schedule. Before we get into anything else, and we're definitely going to talk about the fight and all the good football stuff and some baseball as well, but Marco, you were playing poker last night doing rather well, and then an interesting situation develops.
Yeah, I was on the strip last night because I love when there's big events in town, guys. That's the best time to play cards because you got the tourists in here, and they're not really good, so you go down there and try to get some of the money, and I'm running really good at this table, and a guy comes down and sits to my left, and it literally smelled like he just crawled out of a dumpster. and I tweeted out, what do? Do you get up? Do you change seats? Which I didn't want to change seats because the only two good players at the table, I had the good position on them, and I didn't want to give that up, and I didn't want to go to another table. So, you know, I gutted it out. I actually went and got a tuna salad sandwich so I could get a little tuna on my mustache to try to cut the dumpster smell.
I got to tell you something. If you want to get fish on your mustache to cut down on the smell, this must have really been something.
It was bad. And then finally, a couple hours later, it was a win-win situation. I busted him for the night. He got up and took the walk of shame out of there. I hope he went and showered. But I got all of his chips and then the air cleared.
And you even gave him a name. Stinky.
Yeah.
Stinky.
It was the saga of Stinky last night. Yeah. Twitter liked it. We were doing bad. Everybody was commenting. Yeah. I put up a poll, and 45% of the people, I had over 500 people respond.
Now, what was the poll?
I said, would you stay, leave, or just change seats? And 45% of the people said they would leave. And that's not, you can't do that. And when you got a great table,
that
you ain't leaving.
Too profitable. You can't leave. Yeah. So it's either change seats or stay.
Yeah. And I had too good a position of where I was at on the table. So I gutted it out.
I love the quick thinking in your part, though. Let me get some kind of food that's going to maintain a scent, and it'll overpower what I'm... Yeah,
this ain't
good.
My first rodeo. I've been known whenever NFR's in town to blend in with the crowd. The rodeo comes into town. You'll see me playing poker
with
boots.
You dress up as a cowboy?
Yep. Yeah. You will.
Dude, I was going to say, to any of the rodeo guests have, horse smells or something like that.
We got the big people coming from Texas. They spend money here at rodeo.
It's great. Fantastic. It's an absolutely awesome crowd. I'm so glad we're going to get the new stadium because that'll keep the rodeo here for forever, hopefully.
Absolutely.
It is a great event. Matt, good to have you with us. And of course, it has been a wild, wild week as far as the betting goes in the South Point. No exception. You're down there on a regular basis as well as the Westgate. And some really big bets starting to roll in on this event that's taking place tomorrow night.
Yeah, just wrapped up a two-hour show. Steve Cofield was on with me on VSiN for 2 hours. We talked to Johnny Avello, Matthew Holt. Obviously, we heard from the guys at the South Point, Jay Root at MGM Resorts. This is definitely going to be the biggest bet boxing match in Nevada history. The $50 million mark that was set May 2015, Mayweather-Pacquiao, could fall, Marco, by about $25 million here. I think a lot of the bookmakers are saying around $75 million in the state on this fight.
I think we're going to still see a lot tomorrow. Haven't seen the contingency. Last night, they were showing up. There was the McGregor crowd doing the Irish chants going through the casino. It's going to be crazy tomorrow.
Dave, it's kind of like a perfect storm in a way where, Mayweather is a big favorite, but a lot of people unafraid to lay that big number. For big money, you got million-dollar bets showing up, and then you got a public favorite like McGregor, who all the UFC fans are going to back at a plus price. That's why you got the, a perfect storm for a record handle.
And at the same time, and this seems to be the consensus, maybe the weirdest betting pattern that anybody's ever seen, anybody who's been booking for a long time, saying that we've never seen anything quite like this.
In what respect?
Well, in terms of it's unbelievable. I mean, 90, the percentage on
90
one side,
92% of the tickets on the dog.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the, but the money on the other side, yeah, or a lot, right, the bigger
and
bets.
80% of the money on, right, the Mayweather side.
You, yeah, know, and so far until now, every time we saw that tick up, we saw it tick back down. But, yeah, I think now we've seen the end of it. The actual lowest price that I've seen, now you guys tell me if you saw it anywhere in Nevada lower, but there's still a 500 actually.
That's the cheapest I've seen.
Up at the Pepper Mill in Reno has 500, which they don't have as much of the traffic, mm-hmm, obviously, that we're going to have here on the Strip. So, but again, and that's the beauty of apps these days.
But you also, you're right. You also said something that was key, though. Maybe about 70% of the money is still going to show up. So who knows? That line could drop tomorrow, where you could still lay 5-1.
Which the recreational bettors are—that's what you're going to see. I mean, again, it's going to be the same mix. You'll have tons of recreational bettors taking McGregor tomorrow, mm-hmm, and the big money grabbing Mayweather.
Now we'll have our picks on the fight during the show, but Matt, you're going to have something on the website for VSiN, where you've got a poll being done among a whole bunch of people, and that should be pretty good reading. That'll be up when, late tonight or tomorrow?
About midnight tonight. Okay. I'll put it up. We got your opinion, yep, Dave, so thanks for checking in. We've got probably 20 to 25 fight opinions on there, and I'll give you a clue. I've yet to see, of all the people who have returned picks, I've yet to see a Conor McGregor wins prediction.
You know, I don't think you will from this standpoint. I mean, right, or at least from a betting standpoint, because, and I don't, look, if you bet McGregor, good luck to you. But basically, anybody who, and this is my opinion, so you want to disagree, that's fine. Anybody who bet McGregor is automatically taking the worst of it from a true odds standpoint, and the worst of it by a pretty good margin. So in a column such as this one, which is going to be mostly people with a pretty sharp opinion of how gambling works, at least, they're not going to be on McGregor.
Not unless you listen to Conor McGregor and his coach and Dana White, and you believe that he's going to knock out Floyd in the first four rounds.
But, guys, as far as a betting aspect, we've got a fight that's 500 to 600 as far as the favorite goes. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a $200 spread on the take-back.
Yeah.
It's insane, but, you know, that's what it is, and the people are going to still bet it, even though they're getting the worst
of
it.
Yeah, that's an unfair straddle, too. I hate to see that, some of the books putting that out. At South Point, you got -6 and +5
right
now.
Yeah, the better houses around are giving a fairer shake on,
right,
that.
Right, and if you were going to bet Conor McGregor, you're right, if you're really sharp, you would have taken 10-1. You're not going to be taking +450 right now.
All right, let's go back and visit a couple of highlights from last night. Had a bunch of these this week. It's been a week for inside-the-park home runs. Some of them the Little League variety. This one didn't count as far as that classification goes. Let's hear about it as we go to our shot of the night.
Handguns, Earhart Industries specializes in tactical firearms. Visit the showroom today and see some of our newest weapons on the market. Earhart Industries is located at 3871 South Valley View Boulevard, number 4. Visit us online at kingassassin.com. Earhart Industries is home of the King Assassin Firearms brand.
It's that time. Take your best shot.
Shoot it, fat boy!
High fly ball deep left center. Going back is Nick Williams leaping. It's off the top of the wall. And in play, coming around third is Ozuna. Racing for third is Real Muto. He's trying for an inside the park home run. Play at the plate. Head first slide. Safe! JT Real Muto with an inside-the-park home run.
And that tied the game at 8. Real Muto eventually drove in the winning run when they sacrificed fly in the 8th inning. One of the more underrated players in baseball, I guess this is what comes when you're first on a team with Stanton, who's going to get most of the attention on that team, and secondly, they're kind of an anonymous team anyway, Marco, but Real Muto is one of the really good catchers in baseball.
Yeah, you look at the Marlins right now, and as you said, they fly under the radar. They've won 10 of their last 13 games, and nobody's talking about them because they're so far out of it. They're still 5.5 out of the wild card chase.
Let's go to our star of the night. This time it's for defense.
Top of the order, and he shoots one into center. Kiermaier on the run, and he got it. Oh, my goodness. What a catch by Kiermaier. 2. And a fly ball into center.
Kiermaier started back, sprinting in, dives, and makes the catch! to retire the side. Oh, my!
Kevin Kiermaier, stand up and take a bow. You have kept the Blue Jays off the scoreboard here in the fifth inning, not once, but twice.
And that was big because the final score was 2-0. Rays get the victory. Kevin Kiermaier, you know, I almost did a double take earlier this year when Kiermaier actually in 1 week had like two or three errors, misplayed a few balls. This guy's one of the best defensive center fielders I've ever seen play baseball. He is absolutely amazing. And last night, back-to-back web gems. They were great. The guy's a tremendous player.
The Rays, actually, they need those defensive gems because if you look at this team offensively, in the last 19 games, they've only topped three runs five times in the last 19 games.
Well, you know what? They fit that profile, and we saw this a few years back with the Diamondbacks when they were breaking strikeout records, I think, in three consecutive years. They've got too many swing-and-miss, all-or-nothing guys, and you can't win over the long haul with that. You can short-term. When they all get hot at the same time, they'll put up big numbers, they'll hit four or five home runs in a game, and they're exciting to watch, but there's just going to be way too many games where they can't manufacture any runs, Matt.
Tampa Bay, three games below 500, still not out of it. They've had an ugly stretch here recently. You're talking about Kevin Kiermaier. I wanted to mention he's an excellent all-round athlete. In fact, he was a really good high school football player in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that almost went to Purdue to play football. I think he made the right choice to play baseball.
He's fun to watch, no question about it. Tony Miller is fun to listen to, and we're going to do that as we head to the... that's why they call me the Prince of Segways,
great
right?
Segway, yeah.
Let's check out our Flemingstown Square Magnum guest line.
Hi, this is Jay Solomini from Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar in Town Square. Summer is here, so come join us for our Summer of Love three-course dinner. Begin with Campari tomato bruschetta, made with our house-made burrata, blistered tomatoes, crostini, and balsamic glaze. For the main course, our 12-ounce filet mignon, our most tender cut of beef, with your choice of toppings. Choose from colossal crab and shrimp with a chili butter sauce, or choose the shiitake and beach mushrooms in garlic butter sauce, or go with the crispy leeks with our house-made blackberry pepper glaze. And to finish up, choose any one of our signature desserts. Beginning at $59.95, now through August 31st at Fleming's in Town Square.
And Jay Solomini will stop into the studio next week to let us know when, because it's coming soon, the filet and lobster tail deal is back once again at Fleming's Town Square very shortly. So we'll get to the dates on those. You can make a reservation anytime at 702-407-0019. And it's time now to check in with Tony Miller down at the beautiful Golden Nugget in downtown Las Vegas. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Hey, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm getting excited for the weekend. I mean, I'm going to be someplace where the fight's on. Teddy Covers' annual bash, and he's got the fight, so I guess I'll be watching it. But I tell you what, wherever you are, be it the Nugget or any place else, I mean, the money is just pouring in on this. What's the volume like as far as your house is concerned? And is it all on, in terms of percentage, all on McGregor just like everywhere else?
Yeah, it's all McGregor. Our ticket count right now is 18-1 down here at the Nugget. And, you know, it's 100, 100, 500, 100, 100, 500. And I'll move the line. I'll get one bet on Mayweather and get us back. And then it's back to 100, 100, 500. It's just crazy. You know, all the small money, all the accumulations, McGregor, and then all the sharp money's on Mayweather.
All right, Tony, I've got the Golden Nugget phone app. Tomorrow when I log on, what do you think the lowest number I'm going to see on this fight?
I'm probably say it's gonna maybe $5 if it goes back there. If not, you know, it just might hang around here a little bit. But you know, even the McGregor money coming right now, you know, as soon as I get off the 550, if I go, you know, 20 cents lower or whatever, they come and scoop it right up. So we'll have to see how much McGregor comes in tomorrow.
It varies from one book to another. But what's your best and worst case scenarios in terms of result?
Well, any round, you know, as far as, you know, we accumulated all our props and put on one big spreadsheet so we can see what happens, including the fight, the round props and everything. And for us, you know, it's all red in McGregor and all black in Mayweather. And the lower rounds is worst-case scenario for us, 1 through 7. If McGregor should happen to get a KO, that's the worst-case scenario. But other than that, it's all Floyd on the black and all Mayweather in the red. And we're hoping for, I think our best result would be Floyd in the later rounds.
Okay, as opposed to Floyd by decision?
Floyd by decision is good. It's okay. A good result, but ours here right now is in the later rounds.
All right, it's going to be fun, no question about that.
Tony is part of the vSIN.com fight poll that I'm going to put up tonight. Tony, What was your prediction on how this fight's going to end? We had Steve Cofield and I had a debate about this on the show today. He thinks it's going to be stopped in the late rounds. Floyd's going to stop Connor in the late round. I think it's going the distance. Mayweather wins by decision. That's what Dave has as well.
Yeah, I got the same thing. I got Mayweather by an easy decision, just totally backpedaling the whole fight with McGregor coming at him, swinging and missing, and Floyd's going to tag him 3 or 4 times on the way back and, you know, make his face in jelly by the end of the fight. But I think it's a decision, and I think it's an easy decision. I think it's going to be a boring fight.
How about tonight?
I think so, too.
Okay, how about tonight's fight? Who do you have tonight?
Tonight's fight.
Yeah, Larry Flint's Hustler Club. They have midget boxing. They have Mini Mayweather against Mini McGregor. Who are you going to take in that fight?
Man, I did not know that, but, you know, I might have to, you know, come on down.
That is not on the Golden Nugget app, then.
Dave's all over Mini McGregor in this fight.
Oh, man, that's funny.
All right, let's turn to some of the more mainstream events. We've got NFL action tonight. The Patriots and Lions are playing. The Chiefs and Seahawks are playing. It looks like there's sharp money on both games, but a lot more on one of the games.
You know what? I just moved the Patriots to 4. I'm lopsided on the game. You know, I got a few tickets written on the Lions, but they laid the 3.5 with me, so I just went to 4. And, man, you know, I need the Lions right now. They're betting the Patriots pretty good.
You know, look, I've got an opinion on the game, but I've always felt, and I think this is a good rule of thumb for any sports bettor, no matter what your opinion is, if the middle opportunity is good enough, you just go for it. I bet the Patriots -1 early in the week.
Wow.
+3.5 or +4, I've got to take back a good piece on the Lions. It's just a smart thing to do.
You have to jump on Matt's mobile phone and get a piece of that +4.
Why doesn't Dave have the app on his phone?
I honestly didn't think it was going to get to 4, and I took 3.5 this morning.
That's good.
I didn't think it would keep going to 4.
Almost every book in town has 3.5 on that now, Tony, and it opened as low as pick. You must be buried in Patriots money, huh?
Yeah, it's all lopsided, buddy. You know, I just took a hit a couple of hours ago. I was on the path at -3.5, and I was like, should I go to 4? Should I go to 4? I'll wait. But since that hit, I got some accumulation. You know, it's all tourists down here. It's it's a big weekend, a lot of tourists, and they'll lay any number. So I'm going to take one hit at +4 and get back to 3.5 probably. But yeah, I need some Lion money.
The other game is the Chiefs and Seahawks, and I can't say I'm surprised by the line movement, but I thought that there'd be more Seahawks action on this game. What's the breakdown? Because the number has dropped to 3, and that, you know, it's not shocking, but it's a little surprising.
I'm at 3.5 on that game, too.
Okay.
That's, you know, I got a lot of accumulation on that game. I don't have hardly any bets on the Chiefs. I'm looking for a +3.5, and I'm high on the money line on both of those games. And, yeah, again, I need some Chief money.
Tomorrow, there's a much bigger slate of NFL action. Any games right now that are showing an imbalance as far as, well, nothing resembling the Patriots and Lions, but at least something where you might have to be rooting for a side?
They got a lot of accumulation right now on the Cowboys laying the 3 against the Raiders. It's probably the marquee game tomorrow night, and I thought for sure I'd get some Raider money. I'm a big Raider house down here, but right now they're playing the Cowboys -3, and they're betting the under in the Colts Steelers game, so that's where I'm getting action.
Yeah, Steelers going to have Big Ben and Antonio Brown on the field for the first time in preseason. Zeke Elliott expected to play for the Cowboys, Tony.
Yeah.
How much do you expect to see him out there? And you still optimistic they'll get this suspension reduced, or what's going to happen here?
Yeah, I think he might play a quarter tomorrow, Matt. I think the big what you're going to need to see behind him is who the next guy in the game is, because that'll be the starter for the season, which I'm thinking right now is probably McFadden. But I'm hoping it gets reduced to 4, and maybe none at all. We'll have to see how this plays out. It's kind of quieted down over the last week. I haven't heard a whole lot about it, but, you know, they need to break something here real soon on that.
Jets and Giants matching up tomorrow, the annual battle in the preseason between those two teams. I would assume most of the action on the Giants.
Yeah, accumulation again on the Giants. All these favorites, you know, down here as far as accumulation goes and parlays and teasers and whatnot are on the favorites.
Browns and Bucks is one that's starting to interest me because the Browns are trying to win their preseason games. And that line moved to 4 in a lot of places, Tony. Did you do that as well? And what's the action looking like on that game?
Exactly. I'm hanging on to 4, but there's a good chance that might go to 4.5, yeah. Dave. Okay. You know how it is with the Hard Knocks team. They get some attention and some play, and the Browns are on the road here. And yeah, I might go to 4.5 on that game.
Hey, Marco, let me get you in on this. I've always felt that, I think this has been validated at times, not all the time, but I think Hard Knocks is a bit of a distraction. for the host team. And I wonder if that shows. To me, the Browns are a more focused preseason team than Tampa, and not without good reason, because Tampa, they're not really sweating the preseason. The Browns are.
Yeah, there's no question that having the TV cameras there for all of camp is going to be a distraction. And I think that some of this money that we're seeing on Tampa Bay, in addition to the TV show, is the fact that you've got the circus of the quarterback situation in Cleveland, where, you know, what are they going to do with Brock Osweiler? And I've seen some reports where they're not going to play him this week.
No, they're trying to trade him.
Yeah, guys are going to get his shot. You know, that's good long-term, but I can see where the money shows up this week with Tampa Bay, because, you know, he's not ready to quarterback in the NFL yet. It's going to be a learning process.
Actually, the Browns are trying to deal Osweiler. They tried to trade him to the Montreal Alouettes, and
they
didn't want him.
Game that is getting, and this has been, I think, a pretty heavy game this week, is the Texans and Saints, and it looks like we've seen quite a bit of money showing up on the Saints.
Yeah, same down here, Dave. I got accumulation on the Saints. No large bets, just a lot of accumulation, but I'm still stuck at three, hoping to hang there a little bit. And we're a Texans house, so, you know, I'm kind of surprised we got a little bit more money on them. But, you know, it's, with the hurricane situation down in Houston right now, there's a lot of concern going on down there. And by the way, I guess they're moving that Texans-Cowboys game next week to Dallas. Yeah, it's I'm getting all Saint money right now.
All right, let's talk about the contest, because, you know, we still got plenty of time to sign up, but It's closing in, and we want to get that last big push.
Yeah, Dave, for sure. And I think right now we're around 54 entries, but again, we still got our big week coming where we get a real big push, and hoping to get that over 100 entries, which we beat last year. And it's going well. It's going strong. We just remodeled the sports book down there, and there was some construction going on this week, but it's all done now, and so we're free to go.
Sportsbook's going to look pretty good, too. I was down there a couple days ago. So you're going to add a lot of TVs in that book, right?
Oh, yeah. We put up a lot more video
big
wall
screens,
and
yeah.
Really some really nice TVs we put up, and it's a really nice atmosphere now. Before it was catered towards the horse player, and now we flipped it around and catered it towards the sports player, and you're surrounded by really nice TVs. It looks good.
That's the evolution of the sports betting industry. A lot of good horse players out there, but, you know, times have changed, at least as far as that goes, especially with TVG. You can sit at home and watch the races, and a lot of people do.
Yep,
Friday
sure.
Football Showdown, Tony, $2,000 dinner, all NFL and college sides and totals in this contest. It's a comprehensive handicapping contest, really a true contest. And what's the deadline for people who want to sign up? Because you said last year was a big rush in the last week, and you're about 55 entries right now.
Yeah, we're around 55, and it's September 5th, Tuesday night at 10 o'clock is our deadline for you to come down and sign up and get down here before that. So it's going to be a big rush the last week, and again, September 5th at 10 o'clock at night.
Now, if you're not at the T-Mobile for the fight this weekend, there's lots of great places to watch the fight, and then there's other entertainment as well, and there's something fun always happening at the Nugget. Who's on this weekend?
How about a little BJ Thomas tonight, Dave? Coming to our showroom, and he's playing down here, and he drew a big crowd last time. We expect a big crowd tonight, and he's pretty good.
Oh, that guy had a lot of big hits in the 60s.
Raindrops Keep Falling My Head.
Yes, classic stuff. All right. Always a pleasure, Tony.
All right, buddy.
Tony Miller. Make sure and follow him on Twitter at GollumLV. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we will come back and we'll catch you up on a little bit of Twitter and get the Paul Compton Sports Cruncher coming up next.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Love professional tennis? How about watching it live in your own backyard at beautiful Red Rock Country Club? That's right. The Red Rock Pro Open presented by Land Rover Las Vegas is back in action September 10th through the 17th. Watch women's professional tennis at this electrifying pro circuit event with top tennis players from around the world competing at Red Rock Country Club. Even better, tickets start at just $5 and there's no bad seat in the house. Get close up with these rising stars of tennis. Just go to redrockproopen.com for tickets. Get info. It's all at Red Rock Pro Open, presented by Land Rover Las Vegas and sponsored by Sunshine Valley Pediatrics, Lotus Broadcasting, Cox Communication, USTA Nevada, and Storage One. So what are you waiting for? Get to the Rock. The Red Rock Pro Open $60,000 USTA Pro Circuit event September 10th through the 17th. Go to redrockproopen.com for tickets and event information.
At Rakeman Air Conditioning, they still rely on honesty and hard work to make their company successful. Remember that a flush beats a full house, but nothing beats a cool house. Rakeman Plumbing and Rakeman Air Conditioning, 702-642-8553. License numbers 80907 and 219528.
Steve Cofield here, and I have Dustin DeHart with Nova Home Loans. Dustin, I know the mortgage process can be very time-consuming and frustrating for people.
Steve, yes, it can be, but we have simplified the process, and with a few clicks of a button with our new Fast Track approval process, I can have you fully approved within just a few minutes so you can start shopping for a home today. You can work with a nationally ranked and Las Vegas' top loan originating team right now by calling 702-577-2600. That's 577-2600.
NMLS 25011, branch NMLS 777-362.
Hi, this is Dave from Best Mattress, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters. Right now, we're having a special Labor Day sale on Tempur-Pedic sets. Save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets and start sleeping better on a Tempur-Pedic tonight. Plus, with no down and no interest for 6 years, up to $300 instant store credit, free delivery, and the Best Mattress 120-day risk-free guarantee, why would you shop anywhere else?
Come to Best Mattress. You deserve the best.
From the beginning of time, ED has been a complex issue.
Eat this ear of the toad and drink this!
Really? Vivacity Clinic has a better solution. In just one visit, they can restore your sexual performance with their customized treatment. It will work for you, or your appointment's absolutely free. Call 702-457-3888. There are many reasons for ED. The Vivacity Clinic can help, guaranteed. For an appointment, call 702-457-3888. Your performance will be back, guaranteed.
Platinum Real Estate Professionals. List your home for 1% today. Make the right choice and save.
Anthony Knight with Platinum Real Estate Professionals. Nearly 90% of buyers find their home online. Technology has allowed us to save time and save you money. Don't overpay to sell your home. List your home for 1% and save thousands. We're a full-service brokerage and voted best of Las Vegas. Give us a call at 888-378-LIST or go to 1%listing.com.
Platinum Real Estate Professionals, 1% listing.com. Dial 888-378-LIST today.
Are you ready to rock? Celebrate Fremont Street Experience's new free summer concert series, Downtown Rocks. Saturday, August 26th at 9 p.m. with post-grunge rock gods Seether as they take Fremont Street Experience by storm. Help turn the volume up one louder as Seether plays their top hits in fabulous downtown Las Vegas, Saturday, August 26th at 9 p.m. For more information on the free concerts, visit VegasExperience.com, where Downtown Rocks.
Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram is having a New Year's party this week, and you're invited. You see, New Year models for 2018 are arriving soon, and all 2017 models must go ASAP. At Chapman's New Year's party, you can save up to $12,000 off new 2017 Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. How about this New Year's special? The all-new Jeep Compass for an incredible $169 a month with only $29.90 down. Don't worry if you've partied all year long and your credit's a bit hungover. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will get you financed with our preferred banks and lenders. Enjoy New Year's party savings of up to $12,000 all this week during the summer clearance event only at the Chapman dealership nearest you. Visit ChapmanLasVegas.com for more information.
36 payments, 169 plus tax, 15071 residual, 10K miles, OAC, discounts on selected models, rebates to dealer, offers may not be combined, either 307 or 1293.
Chapman!
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. With the holidays just around the corner and kids back in school, this is the best time in 2017 to sell your home. For over 23 years, we have helped thousands of people with their real estate needs. We buy ugly and distressed properties, giving you cash within 5 days. For short sales, we guarantee relocation money and give you free attorney representation. For traditional sales, we provide state-of-the-art marketing. We have the skills and knowledge to get you the most money possible and giving you five-star customer service along the entire way. I want to help. So call me, Aaron Taylor, the real estate guy, and meet with me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids?
I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-300-4099.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-300-4099. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-300-4099.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
I'm Clay Baker with your ESPN Sports Center update, brought to you by PT's Fantasy Football UFC lightweight champion Conor McGregor. He steps into the squared circle Saturday night for his professional boxing debut. The only catch, it's against an undefeated world-class champion like Floyd Mayweather Jr. McGregor says, despite all that, he's prepped for war.
We are prepared for 12 three-minute rounds of non-stop pace, and I will go forward and I will put the pressure on him and break this old man. Trust me on that. We are more than ready.
Cofield and Company will be live down at the MGM Grand Radio Row for all your fight coverage for this bout coming up next at 3 p.m. following Las Vegas Sportsline. And MLB handed out suspensions following yesterday's Yankees-Tigers brawl. Miguel Cabrera out 7 games. Gary Sanchez, Alex Wilson both out 4. And Tigers manager Brad Ausmus suspended for 1 game respectively. This sports update brought to you by PT's Fantasy Football. I'm Clay Baker, ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. And quick look at traffic brought to you by PT's. We have a crash off to the right, 95 northbound at Eastern, as well as an injury crash on Charleston at Torrey Pines and on Las Vegas Boulevard at Sahara.
Guys, get ready. Host your fantasy football draft party at PT's. Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, or SG Bar. Get a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and drink specials. And don't forget happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
All right, welcome back as we continue on the Friday edition of the Las Vegas Sports Line. I'm Dave Koken. Marco D'Angelo is here. Matt Eubanks is here. Clay Baker's here. Thanks to Tony Miller from the Golden Nugget for joining us in the first portion of the show. And we'll have Paul Compton, Sports Cruncher, coming up in just a little bit. First, let's check out what's happening on Twitter.
Hello, friends. This is Thomas Johnson from Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab. Need a great idea for lunch or dinner? Your best bet is Joe's, one of the most popular dining destinations on the Strip. Joe's provides the ideal setting for private parties with accommodations for up to 150 guests. Stop by to see us at the Forum Shops at Caesars and ask for Thomas Johnson, your maitre d'.
All right, let's get to Twitter right now. Dave's got some problems with his mic or his headset over there. What's going on?
My cans just quit on me. So Clay coming through with the emergency pair.
Conor McGregor, when he talks, Clay played that quote. Marco, he cracks me up. He's so confident. Like, I'm gonna break this old man. I'm gonna render him unconscious inside one round. And the guys who cover Conor the closest say he really does believe this stuff. Yeah.
The marketing has been great for the fight. I mean, right. It's almost you think it's like, you know, WWE type stuff, yeah. But we'll see tomorrow. I have my thoughts on this one, and I love the conspiracy people out there that saying, "Oh, they're going to set up another fight."
Yeah, I don't see that.
It's not going to happen. One, McGregor's not going to risk the 50-0. But more importantly, if boxing would lose this fight, boxing's taken a big hit from the UFC as it is, so they can't afford this to take a loss if they would lose this.
Are you going to fire a big bet on this, or have you?
I have been waiting to how long it's going to go, and I'm sitting there. There's a book in Nevada we talked off air that's at 5 right now, but it's not in Vegas. It's a little north.
All right.
Yeah, but if you have an app, you can bet any place in the state of Nevada with these places. You know.
That's true. How many apps you have on your phone, Dave?
Legitimate apps, 3, and then a couple of others that would fall into another category.
All right, on Twitter, follow us at the, is it D or LV Sports Line? Now you don't even know our Twitter address. Yeah.
Uh,
The Hilfe Sports Line.
The D is in there.
Thanks, Clay. I'm trying to update that every day. I can't remember what it's called, but it's on my phone app, on the Twitter app. Also, at PGA Tour, we'll go there right now. Matt Kuchar's past 10 holes.
Oh,
he's
Nick,
got
this
eight
good.
Birdies.
Oh, it is?
Eight birdies in his past 10 holes. I'm getting updates here from the
I've got him this
Northern
weekend.
Trust Open in Glen Oaks, New York. How about this leaderboard right now? This is spectacular. Johnny Vegas, Dustin Johnson, and Ricky Fowler. Jordan Spieth tied on top.
Wow.
Vegas, Johnson, Fowler, and Spieth. One shot back, Matt Kuchar.
I have him.
And then on his tail is John Rahm, Justin Rose, Russell Henley, Bubba Watson, who I've got a 100-1.
You know, I looked at him this week and didn't play it. I did play Patrick Reed, though.
Patrick
he's 3-under.
Patrick Reed I also played, and he's 3-under right behind Bubba. So there we go. We got
I'm
a
in
couple,
the hunt.
Couple
wow,
dogs in the hunt going into the weekend for the golf tournament.
Don't like seeing Dustin Johnson that high in the leaderboard. He's going to get it together at some point. He's just amazing when he does. All right, Paul Compton joins us on a semi-regular basis during football season. It's always great to catch up with Paul. You can follow him at Sports Cruncher on Twitter. This is my one opinion that I have, Paul, and I'll let you explain a little bit why I think this is a good idea. I want to have at least one solid model at my disposal for college and pro football because it does offer something different than the power ratings. Explain the way yours works, and you can also feel free to brag because, I mean, you've done extremely well with these over the last few years in terms of full season and in-season predictions.
Right. Yeah. With my lines, I always, you know, they have a super high success rate on predicting which way the market's going to move, so when you get your bets in early, you're going to be getting the best of it by far by the end of the week. And then I compete against 50 or so other models, who, you know, people that set lines for all the games. And last year I was in first place by a pretty good margin at cfbpredictions.com. So it's fun to make lines and fun to win money as well.
So for somebody who doesn't understand, because I guess, you know, this is a very commonly asked question now, how do you put together a model? Can you give some basics on how someone can do this for themselves, or at least get started on doing this for themselves?
Right. The basics is you start with statistical material you can use, and generally that's just going to be a basic box score for college football. That's really about all you have on offer. And then it's just a matter of determining which stats are more important than others. The basic pitfalls that maybe people taking the first crack at handicapping will use, and you'll still hear this being used on large media outlets, is looking at total yards as an indicator of a team's offensive or defensive strength. And that's by and large a fallacy, mm-hmm. because it all comes down to who are they playing. You know, if they're playing a super hard schedule, teams are really good offenses, well, then they're going to give up more yards overall. So the quickest way to overcome that fallacy is just to look more at the, you know, yards per play, yards per run, yards per pass, offense, defense. And then if you want to get really advanced in your spreadsheet, then you have to start rescoring those stats based on the opponents they've played and their usual average, and that's called coming up with compensated statistics. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the basic of a lot of the waves of computer modeling that have hit the sports betting world hard have been a result of that approach.
All right, so let's look at some games now. And
sure.
Let's begin with the college game. Oregon State and Colorado. Oregon State and Colorado State is picking up some steam at the betting windows. I think it's going to be a pretty heavily bet college football game tomorrow. What does your model show on that?
Yeah, I think it'll be a fairly close game. I have Oregon State as just a 2-point dog right now. My total is set in the low 60s. That total had dipped down as low as 58.5, and I was watching that line. I was like, boy, if this gets any lower, I'm probably going to bite on the over. But it's since shot back up. It took a lot of action yesterday, and now it's up around 61 to where I probably pass. But just, you know, Colorado State, if they're anything like they were in a lot of their games last year, a lot of offense and not a lot of defense. And I guess the worry why it's not just a complete bet the number on any over is because Oregon State is going to have a decent defense, and they're going to want to run the ball a lot. You know, they've lost McMahon, their QB. They're going with a new guy. He's not going to run as well. Hopefully will pass well, but they're going to run, and they do that really well. Oregon State had a really good running team, so I still think it could easily turn into a pretty high-scoring game there.
I want to touch on a couple of games next week. Now, there is a tremendous swell of belief that this program is going to improve dramatically with the coaching change, and it probably is, but how much is this reflected in the number, and is there value now to be had in the Maryland matchup against Texas?
Yeah. I tend to be more conservative with adjustments from year to year because, you know, if you look at any program from year to year, generally there's a lot of consistency. And in college football, there's more consistency in year to year than any other sport because, you know, recruiting tends to be around the same. Mm-hmm. So even though there's turnover in coaches, it's generally not, you're not going to see huge, big changes. So with Texas, I mean, yeah, it's Herman's first year. And then for Maryland, it's Durkin. It's his second year as coach. And I like Maryland in this one because Texas really struggled with on their run defense last year. And I'm not sure how quickly they're going to be able to turn that around. And Maryland could keep close with the run game. And then for Texas, they lost to Freeman or Foreman, whoever
Foreman.
Or was it? Yeah, he put up great numbers last year, great numbers. And I don't, the guys behind him, I don't think you're going to be able to match his production. The quarterback, he was freshman last year. He should be better, but you know they've got some injuries on the offensive line and whatnot. So I don't know. I think that's a lot of points.
Marco,
points to lay.
Let me bring you in on this because Marco, that looks like, and I'm not saying Texas might not. Maybe they kill him. But that looks like a really public number based on all the perception that's out there.
Oh, absolutely. And, guys, I tell people all the time, when you get a new coaching change, and it's the perceived upgrade, it's not somebody left for greener pastures and now you had to hire somebody new. They hired this guy to save the program. They got rid of Charlie Strong. You got to remember, he's dealing with Charlie Strong's, you know, recruits that are left over. You got to remember what's there, the ingredients to cook with. And I remember a few years, you know, way back when there was all the hype when Rich Rodriguez took over Michigan.
Right. Good example.
Totally different styles, and you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. You can't do it. You got to wait and see him get his players in there and get them used to that system. I like going against those teams early in the season because there is too much value because human nature, the gambler's mentality is that he is such an upgrade over Charlie Strong.
Yeah, no question about that. Let's look at the one really big game next week. It's the biggest game in the schedule, so we got to talk about this because it actually could be the championship game later on this season. Florida State, most people have them in their top two or three. Alabama is the consensus number one. What do you show on this game, Paul?
If you followed me at all last year, you know I like Alabama almost every week. Just because statistically, especially on defense, man, their run defense was just I mean, you couldn't run on them practically at all. You know, you're looking at 1 yard a carry. And so I had to make some pretty serious downgrades on their projections on their run defense. They lost, you know, some good players up front. They'll still be good, but I had to downgrade them a fair amount just to try to get the spreads for their games in the ballpark. In the past year, like last year, for example, their average margin of victory for the whole season was about 27 points. And after making my adjustments this year, I came up with about the same average margin of victory of 27 points. That being said, I like them to win. I like them to win this first game. I think the loss of Dalvin Cook could be bigger than anticipated for Florida State. And, yeah, I mean, it's Alabama until I see a reason not to go Alabama.
Yeah, I can understand.
And I know that I see a lot of people out there like Florida State. So I feel like I'm the minority on this one, but we'll see how it goes.
I know one thing, Alabama's going to be on every teaser ticket written that weekend. You can count on that, Alabama minus one. Paul Compton at Sports Cruncher. Paul, I want to ask you about one more game this weekend. Dave had to talk about Oregon State, Colorado State. Also got South Florida, San Jose, Rice, and Stanford in Australia. But how about Hawaii and UMass, I think, is a very interesting game here. Hawaii opened a slight favorite over the summer. Right now, UMass minus 2.5. Do your numbers agree with that line move?
Yeah, they do. I have UMass, I think, at about, let's see, at 1.5. 1.5. So, yeah. And that, honestly, that's not even factoring the fact that it, I mean, if, well, that factors in a little bit. I look at the team's true home field advantage. Not, I don't just use a stock number there. And for Hawaii, as you can imagine, they don't travel particularly well. If you follow college football at all, you know they will struggle on the road. And this is way, way across country.
That's a long trip.
but two subpar teams like that, I'm not going to get involved. I thought there was a little bit of value on the under as well when it opened, but that number has come down.
Well, note, by the way, UMass is moving to an on-campus stadium this year, a little place. They're not playing in gigantic Foxborough Stadium anymore, whatever the Patriots call it, ballpark. So we'll see how that does. Let people know how they can find out more about getting your information. It's very reasonably priced, and again, the results have been outstanding.
Yep. At Twitter, it's at SportsCruncher, and online, it is thesportscruncher.com.
Good stuff, Paul. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thanks, guys.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get to the Wager Talk marquee matchup of the night, plus our official fight predictions.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
Tomorrow, two kings collide.
I don't think this has ever been done in the history of the game.
The King of the Ring, Floyd Money Mayweather.
I've changed not just the sport of boxing, but sports, period.
The King of the Octagon, the notorious Conor McGregor.
One shot is all it takes me.
Face off in one of the most anticipated fights in history, and only one will reign.
I've been on the top of the throne for years.
And looking at the king.
Mayweather versus McGregor, tomorrow, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and help you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you ready to rock?
Come celebrate Fremont Street Experience's new free summer concert series, Downtown Rocks. Saturday, August 26th at 9 p.m. with post-grunge rock gods Seether as they take Fremont Street Experience by storm. Help turn the volume up one louder as Seether plays their top hits in fabulous downtown Las Vegas, Saturday, August 26th at 9 p.m. For more information on the free concerts, visit VegasExperience.com, where Downtown Rocks.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
What's hot today? It's time for the Wager Talk marquee matchup of the night with Marco D'Angelo. WagerTalk.com. Start winning now.
All right, let's get to it. Our Wager Talk marquee matchup of the night. And I put down Chiefs Seahawks. I think that's the most interesting game on today's schedule. Obviously, some baseball fans are going to disagree with that. What do you mean, a preseason game? Right. But I think this is an interesting preseason game because the Chiefs, based on their rotation, should be fun to watch tonight. They get the starters out there for most of the game, and then Mahomes in the fourth quarter. And we know the Seahawks like to win preseason games.
Yeah, they do, and I think that's what you're seeing in this line. I actually think this line's too high. I don't think it should have been a field goal. It was over a field goal for a while when we talked to Tony earlier. He's still got 3.5 on it. Most places have gone back to 3. But Kansas City, the starters are going to play deep into this game, and they said Mahomes is going to actually get some starts with the first unit, too. And reading some of this stuff is they're going to take some shots tonight, too. Let Alex Smith try to go downfield a little bit. You know, let him do it in the preseason because they surely don't let him do it in the regular season. That's always been my knock with Andy Reid and Alex Smith is you don't stretch the field. But they got some weapons now that they can do that. And if they can start connecting and opening the field up, this is a team, Kansas City, is going to make them a lot better. Andy Reid, though, since 2015, he's now 6-3-1 against the spread in preseason, which before he never was a preseason coach. We all know Pete Carroll loves to win in the preseason, 7-3 against the spread now since 2015. But because you got Seattle with that blowout week one, mm-hmm. and then last week they were the standalone game playing Minnesota on TV, you got that added public perception with Seattle. The value's on Kansas City tonight. That's where I'll be. Take KC plus. The points.
What else is happening at widgettalk.com? I know, you know, with football season now here, it's a great time to be logging on there each day.
Absolutely. Today is Flashback Friday. It is the last Flashback Friday. You can get any play for $7. We're going to have a different promotion starting next week. We'll have all the details with that. But you can get any pick at Wager Talk for $7. And we put up a lot of new videos this week at Wager Talk. A lot of stuff with McGregor. We had Matt Holden, who I think is one of the sharpest fight guys from either side of the counter in town.
Matt Holt's great talking about UFC and actually talking about this fight. Had him on VSiN today. We'll have him jump on again tomorrow, no question. One baseball game I wanted to mention before we get to the play of the day, which I think we're going to be in agreement on, which will be on the fight Saturday night. Astros are on the West Coast tonight to face the Angels. Colin McHugh against Parker Bridwell, Dave.
How do you go against Bridwell?
And the money is on the Angels. Right now, Angels minus 110, open around Pick'em or so, but there has been a little bit of money on the Angels. Bridwell, 8-0. The Angels are 8-0 in his past eight starts. And I've watched quite a few of those starts. I think this kid's a real deal. I like him.
Throw strikes. They've only got one, I believe, one loss all season when he started.
Right.
So I'm not going against that.
I believe 10-1 in his starts,
yeah, something
right?
Like
won
that.
Eight straight.
It's amazing how they I look, sometimes it's just weird stuff, but they're playing their best baseball when he shows up.
They're playing good baseball all around the second half of the season. And every day, if you watch the screens, we talked about it last week, the Angels get money every day on the screens.
Well, people have been getting paid with any team from Los Angeles. I don't know if that'll carry over to football.
No.
There's two to choose from, and not sure either one of them looking real well.
USC.
Yes, well, I was talking only of the actual pro teams, not the semi-pro teams like USC, which is a semi-pro team. All right, let's get to it. It's our Mastriani's Play of the Day.
It's the Play of the Day, brought to you by Mastriani's.
All and, of course, the pick event taking place here in town. By the way, if you're looking for a phenomenal place to enjoy dinner before you head down there, why not Mastriani's? 702-367-7511. Make a reservation. Head up to Summerlin and enjoy some of the best food you'll ever find in Las Vegas. We'll talk about the fight, Mayweather and McGregor. Matt, you and I both had the same call, and it is Mayweather by decision. What's your official tag on this one, Marco?
I don't like chalk, but this is the one time that I am going to play chalk, and I'm going to get it at minus 500, 550 max. And when you have chalk that's this number, but it should be 5-6 times that, you got to do it. I'm sorry. I just don't see it happening. And the only way McGregor can win, in my opinion, everybody says he's got a puncher's chance if he lands that right one. That's not the one that concerns me. I just hope that Mayweather doesn't hit him so hard early and damage the hands, because we know going to the 8-ounce gloves a little bit lighter, and he's had problems in the past with his hands. Then I still think he wins, but that's where you get more to go to the decision, where he starts to protect himself.
That's a good point. I've got this over 7.5 rounds. I think there's a chance you could see a TKO, a stoppage in 9, 10, or 11 if McGregor gets cut up.
What's the price on over 7.5 rounds?
I got a minus 110. I bet this like a month ago. I really felt like it was going to be a Mayweather by decision type of fight. Biggest bet will be just on Floyd to win the fight, though, of course. And a little bet on Mayweather by decision over 7.5 rounds. And Dave, how are you going to play it?
I put one unit of risk on Mayweather. The only thing that has my hesitancy in betting more, it's boxing.
The crowd.
I don't trust the sport. I don't trust the sport.
I
don't trust the judges. I don't. I watched Pacquiao Horn a month ago. There's some people are still saying that. Horn was. He got his ass kicked, and they gave him the fight. It was a joke. That's boxing. Clay, what's your pick?
I think stoppage in the 10th round, and I'm still putting a little bet on a draw or a no contest.
All right, great week, guys. Marco D'Angelo, thank you, sir. Thanks to Scott Spreitzer, Matt Humans, Clay Baker. Thanks to all our guests all week long. I'm Dave Coker. We hope you'll enjoy the fight. Enjoy the action. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again on Monday on the Las Vegas Sports Line.
The Las Vegas Sports Line.
PT's, Sean Patrick, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft party this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, $20 Bud Light buckets, and $4 Bloody Marys. Join us for our award-winning happy hour 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. Visit pteglv.com or download our PT's Entertainment Group app to connect with one of our 54 taverns and book your party today. PT's Entertainment Group. Real. Local. Play.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Greetings, Southern Nevada. Ed Graney from the Press Box here. You know, in the spirit of Las Vegas teams trying to deliver successful results, the Golden Knights, UNLV football with head coach Tony Sanchez, your Las Vegas Raiders, I found a winning side with the folks at Open Door. It's a company new to our town that has now made purchasing or selling a home easier than it has ever been. Just go to opendoor.com to request a free offer on your home based on market conditions and a detailed comparison of properties in your area. It has been said that teamwork makes your dreams work, and there's no better example of that than teaming up with the folks at Open Door. They make the process incredibly easy for you every step of the way, so much that the entire transaction can be finished in just 3 days. That's right, as little as 3 days. Look, we all know buying or selling a home can be an emotional, delayed process that can really test the nerves of your family. Well, not anymore. Why not trust such a huge decision with those who know the process best? Trust me, this is too significant a call to let lesser proven companies be put in charge of your future. Don't go for the backups when you can get the starters. Go to opendoor.com today. Make your dreams come true.
Large catered events are an everyday occurrence in Las Vegas. If you're planning a big event for 100 to 1,000 people, you need a reliable catering service with an outstanding reputation. Call Fuddruckers Catering Service.
Hi, my name is Sheila, and I have used Fuddruckers for my events, for business meetings, weddings, birthday parties, and you name it. They're a great catering company, very friendly, professional, happy, fun, and very affordable.
Prices range from $9.99 to $14.99 per person. To find a Fuddruckers near you, go to Fuddruckers.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and text us right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by texting NIGHT to 642-642. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, text NIGHT to 642-642. Again, text NIGHT to 642-642.
I'm Sally, a volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs. Excuse me. Hi. What do you think this place needs?
I'd like to see more parking.
More playgrounds.
Free movies.
That's easy. Better restaurants.
And you, what do you think this place needs?
This place? Oh, more ice cream trucks.
Okay. How about you?
Wi-Fi everywhere?
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families.